Oh Lord, there are just no words. Basically, just, you know, I'm exhausted from the fight. And we are exhausted from the fight. And the Lord answered me and he said, yet I will have the victory and the forces of darkness will lose. They have lost and it is coming to pass that they do not want her in the hospital anymore. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hold steady on course, Claire. Do not allow circumstances to sway you one way or another. Do not allow them to steer your decisions with time and your mission. There is much to learn from this situation, very much to learn, but it will take some unraveling. Don't be in a hurry. There is depth here. Lord, I am despairingly weak. Please help me. You are not the only one who has been drained of strength. There are many who have been praying and are at the very lowest point of energy to go on. But I will restore all of you. What has been done to that child is unspeakable, but it is being repaired even as we speak. I promise you, they will deal with consequences for what they have done, every last one of them. For my Father hears the cries of the poor, and indifference is not in his heart. Be aware, you workers of iniquity. You will pay the price, the full price, for interfering with this child. It will totally backfire on you. Am I a God who hears not? Am I a God who sees not? Am I a God who is indifferent to the plight of the littlest of his creatures? I tell you, I am not. And my wrath is stirred against you, who live to inflict suffering and disease, torment and agony. You most surely shall pay for your wicked doings. That is my word to those who have mapped out demise and loss for the innocent. Her angels behold my face. Shall I not requite them for their wickedness? Turmoil, agony, chaos will repay those who thought they were immune from my justice. You shall not escape the consequences of your deeds. For those who are of a repentant heart, I am all mercy. But for those casting deeds of wickedness, I am all wrath, and you shall see the fruit of your craft. Now, my beloved, justice is in my hands. Consider it no more, for vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But for you, beloved, peace and restoration are yours. Oh, Claire, I know this has hurt you both so deeply, but I shall use it to my glory, and the guilty will not escape the dues of justice. I want you now to return to love and the music I have in store for you, and let my angels visit those who live to destroy, that you are to create and rise up in joy. And I bring your voice forward and anoint your very lungs to sing. As far as the east is from the west, so are your works for me from the workers of iniquity. Would you please sit down at that keyboard and pour your heart out to me? I am waiting, beloved. We are all waiting. Boy, I wanted to play the keyboard just so very badly for days. It's almost like I'm lusting after getting my hands on it. He continued, and perhaps now that you are awakened through these trials, you will exercise the courage I have given you to write and sing songs to me. Truly, we are waiting. Lord, here is my answer. Whatever you do through me, I will cooperate. However you play, whatever words you put in my heart, however you protect my time at the keyboard and recording, I will do as you provide. I will do as you create, and bless me to do so. Help me to stay in that very sweet space of your creativity, your inspiration, your melody, and composition. For on my own, I can do nothing. So please have mercy on me, Lord. And I see myself in the night holding a candle, and darkness is all around me. Music is behind me or in the air, and I'm standing and singing in that darkness. And behind me now I see a choir of angels backing me up, and they are so beautiful. The sound is creating a shell-shaped covering over us, reflecting the music outward to the listeners who I do not see. But the whole scene is angelic, and now I see a white grand piano. I am playing freely with the angelic symphony behind me. Oh, Lord, I want this so badly, but it seems impossible to me. And the Lord said, Beloved, one step at a time, one line of music at a time, one song at a time, with accompaniment here and there that will appear by my will, not your doing at all. Claire, trust this vision. It is from me. That was the end of his message.